All right, so we've got stacks of stuff here. Somebody's been busy. Looks like we're going deep on Brennan Bubba Picard. We've got interviews, fight footage, even some training videos. Like, we're about to really get to know this guy.
Yeah, it's a really well-rounded set of sources on this athlete. It's going to be a good one.
So you've had some time to dig through all the Picard material. What's the first thing that jumps out at you?
Well, honestly, the first thing that struck me was Picard's like total dedication to the sport. It's not just training hard, it's like woven into his whole life. You
Right.
can see it when he talks about his routine, his girlfriend's observations, even the brands he's working with. Like he's all in.
Yeah, it's like he's building a training montage in his living room. He's got the portable sauna, the ice bath. Okay, so this deep dive is all sparked by this upcoming fight, Unified MMA 59, on October 4th in Toronto. Big stage. But the sources also mentioned this June 3rd fight, Rise of the Phoenix, that was supposed to be huge for Canadian MMA. How do those two events kind of connect in Picard's journey?
So the June fight, Rise of the Phoenix, that was his pro debut.
Yeah.
Big step up from his amateur career, which he finished 2-1. We don't actually have the results from Rise of the Phoenix in these sources, which is kind of interesting.
Interesting.
But it seems like that event was supposed to be this turning point for MMA in Ontario, like really raise the profile.
Okay, so a little mystery there.
Oh.
But we do have footage from some of his amateur fight.
We do.
And one that caught my eye was this amateur bout in Oklahoma where Picard wins by TKO in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Talk about stamina.
Absolutely. And not just toughness. When you see Picard fight, you see this like real calculated approach.
So we're not just talking about a brawler here. He's got the brains to back it up.
Exactly. Picard is clearly comfortable with striking, thanks to the Muay Thai,
Right.
but he doesn't shy away from grappling at all. I mean, that guillotine choke victory we see in the Durham fight series footage, textbook.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Speaking of brutal, the dude's got a missing tooth.
Yeah.
Not even from fighting.
Right. Which I kind of love.
Yeah, it's like a reminder that even these rising MMA stars, they have those wrong place, wrong time moments.
Totally. It's kind of endearing.
But it's part of his story, right?
It
It makes him
right.
human.
Absolutely. It humanizes him. And he owns it. You can tell it's just part of his persona now.
Which I guess in a way that kind of speaks to his self-awareness.
Yeah.
He's not just this fighting machine. He's got a sense of humor. And based on the sources here, good head on his shoulders. He's
Probably.
analytical. He talks about his weaknesses, the doubts he has, the need to improve his fight IQ. He even says, I need to rely less on just being tough and actually think through my fights more strategically. That's huge in a sport where one mistake can mean lights out.
Absolutely. And that self-awareness, that drive to keep learning and growing, that's the mark of a true champion.
For sure. And it's interesting. We see this journey of self-improvement throughout his career, even going back to his early days in judo.
Right.
Sources mentioned he started judo at 11, which is interesting considering his striking is like his bread and butter now. That seems like ages ago.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about those early years? Was young Bubba dreaming of judo championships?
Well, we can't know for sure what was going through his head back then, but we can say that the judo training was super important for shaping the fighter he is today. Like, judo instilled in him that importance of discipline, leverage, understanding your opponent's movements, all fundamental stuff that translates beautifully to MMA.
So a good foundation. But the sources also mentioned he had kind of a rough start, right? Didn't win a match for the first 2 years.
Yeah, that's right. And it really speaks to his character that he didn't just get discouraged and quit. Most kids would have walked away, but Picard doubled down, used those losses as motivation, and developed this incredible work ethic that, we see even now.
There's that seek perfection of character thing he talks about. It's interesting how those early judo experiences might have planted the seeds for that whole philosophy.
Totally. He wasn't just learning how to fight, he was learning how to overcome adversity, how to persevere. And it wasn't long before he started seeing the results of all that hard work. At 15, he discovers kickboxing, and the rest is history.
Talk about a glow up. From judo newbie to kickboxing champ, sources even mentioned he won a world championship within a year and a half of starting his team. Incredible.
Huh?
Did that success change his approach, his mindset?
It definitely validated all his hard work, but it's clear Picard never became complacent. Like, he saw it as just another step in his martial arts journey, not the final destination. That's where his dedication to always learning really shines through. He could have easily just stuck with kickboxing where he was excelling, but he had his sights set on something bigger, MMA.
So no resting on his laurels for Bubba. But how do you make that transition from the world of striking to like the all-encompassing, often chaotic world of MMA? It's a different beast.
It seems like MMA was always the ultimate goal. He starts training around age 21, diving headfirst into this whole other level of complexity, you know, blending the striking with the grappling, the submissions. And it wasn't long before he stepped into the cage for his first amateur fight.
We actually have a few of those amateur bouts on file.
Yeah.
One that stood out to me was at the Durham fight series against Manuel Mayorquin. Tough, gritty opponent. This wasn't just a technical showcase. This was a back-and-forth brawl.
Oh, yeah. That's a great example of Picard's adaptability. Mayorquin was a handful, comfortable standing and on the ground, so it forced Picard to utilize his full arsenal.
And he did. They went toe-to-toe for 3 rounds.
Wow.
It was a grueling fight, but Picard pulls out the win. Showcases his heart, his determination.
Total war of attrition. And you know what impressed me was how Picard never panicked. Even under that kind of pressure, he stayed composed. Used both his striking and grappling to control the pace of the fight.
Like ice in his veins. But it wasn't just toughness. We see those flashes of fight IQ in that bout. Well-timed takedowns, strategic ground and pound. It was calculated aggression, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. He wasn't just trying to overpower Mayorquin. He was thinking steps ahead, breaking his opponent down physically and mentally. That's a true mixed martial artist.
So he's got that grit,
yeah.
You know, that ability to weather the storm and come out swinging.
Yeah.
But we also see this more technical side to his fighting in another bout from the Durham fight series, his fight against Gage Luby.
Oh, yeah. That one was a clinic in grappling.
Right. First round submission victory. Beautiful guillotine choke.
Fast, clean, and brutal. It's like he's flipping through a fighting game, picking out which move to use next.
And that's what makes him so dangerous, right? That versatility.
Mm-hmm.
He's comfortable wherever the fight goes, standing, clinching on the ground. That well-roundedness is essential for MMA.
Like having a Swiss Army knife of fighting skills. But even with all the talent in the world, every fighter has their off nights. Sources mention a loss against Tonio Figueiredo at the Peak Fighting Championship. What happened there?
That fight was definitely a learning experience for Picard Head. Figueiredo's striking was on point that night. Picard just couldn't seem to find his rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't overcome that power and accuracy. Ended up losing the decision. It's a good reminder that even the best, you know, they're human. They get knocked down. They face setbacks. Mm-hmm. It's how they respond that really defines them.
And Picard responded with that same resilience we've seen throughout his whole career. Didn't dwell on the loss he learned from it. Recognized that toughness alone wasn't enough. He needed to sharpen that fight IQ. Approach each fight with a more strategic mindset.
That's the seek perfection of character in action, huh? He's not just aiming to win fights. He's aiming to constantly improve, evolve as a martial artist.
Exactly. And that brings us to his pro debut at Rise of the Phoenix. Like we said before, a pivotal moment.
Right. His first pro fight. And he's facing Manuel Mayorquin again. A rematch. That's gutsy going up against a tough opponent like Mayorquin for your pro debut, especially considering they already had that grueling 3-round war. What was the strategy going into that rematch?
Well, it seemed like Picard had a clear game plan. Control the pace, wear down the opponent. He used his grappling to great effect, secured multiple takedowns, and really dominated those later rounds with ground and pound.
So a more calculated approach this time around. Less of a brawl, more like a chess match.
Exactly. Yeah. Fought with patience, discipline, intelligence, showcased how much he'd grown as a fighter, and it paid off unanimous decision victory. A real testament to his evolution from that first amateur bout with Mayorquin to now a seasoned pro.
And then we have this upcoming fight against Nigel Crosswell at Unified MMA 59. And we know Picard wants to fight 3 times this year, which is ambitious. Crosswell has a less impressive record than some of the guys Picard's already faced. Is this a strategic decision? A tune-up fight before he jumps back into the deep end?
It's definitely strategic. While Crosswell's record might not jump off the page, he presents a very unique challenge with his grappling-heavy style. So this is a chance for Picard to really test his takedown defense, refine that ground game against a seasoned opponent.
So another chance to sharpen those tools, add more weapons to the arsenal.
Exactly. It's about constant evolution. Identifying areas for improvement, and then seeking out those challenges that will push him to grow.
And let's not forget, Picard's also running his own Muay Thai gym, the Calcimate Thai Boxing Studio. The guy is constantly surrounded by martial arts, constantly teaching, learning, evolving.
It all comes back to that dedication. Whether he's training in his apartment-turned-recovery spa, or coaching at his gym, or stepping into the cage, Picard's pursuit of excellence is really something else. He embraces the discomfort. He visualizes success. He controls his emotions with this focus that, honestly, it translates way beyond MMA. It makes you wonder, what could we achieve if we brought that same level of dedication and self-awareness to our own goals, our own journeys?
Now that is a powerful thought to leave us with. And as we've seen throughout this deep dive, Brendan Bubba Picard is more than just a fighter. He's a student of his craft, testament to the power of dedication and the pursuit of constant improvement. And that's it for this deep dive. Until next time.